Welcome to another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring the Wisconsin Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy, and once again, Scott City in Week 8 of high school football hosted the Concordia Panthers on Friday night. Big-time district implications. A win for Scott City would put them at least into third place if they won by over 2 points. And also a win by 21 or more would put them into second place. A loss would put them into fourth place in the district. Luckily for the Beavers, it was a win, and to add to it, it was a plus 21-point win. It was a 31-0 win for the Beavers as they go to 6-2 on the year to wrap up the regular season, and more importantly, snap a two-game losing streak, and they will host a playoff game at home on Friday night against GWAC rival Holcomb. So that'll be a fun game there, second time this year that the teams will meet up here. But Scott City took care of business from the very beginning. Concordia would win the toss and defer to the second half, so Scott City would take the ball and they would have a return to around their own 24-yard line, would put together a really nice drive. They converted a couple of big plays on that opening series, including this one, which is one of the couple third-down conversions they had on their opening series of the ball game.
But third down and two. Scott City last week, 2 of 7 on third downs. They're 44% on the air. Concordia's defense, 33% on third down. Sweet play right side to Wendelin. Bursts through there. First down across midfield and runs into his teammate McDaniel blocker, but gets it to the Concordia 45-yard line for a gain of 9 on third down.
Scott City would continue to move down the field pretty well here on their opening series, and they would get down to the 11-yard line after 19-yard run by Wenderlin, who really had a great run in the first quarter there. And then on a third down and 8 from the 9-yard line, the Beavers would go to the air for their second passing touchdown of the year.
Third and 8. Scott City's converted one third down on the drive. This is play of number 11 on this opening series. Here was 7:13 to go first quarter. Shotgun for Gooden, virtually an empty backfield. Back to pass, rolling to his right. Under some pressure, he is going to throw it late. Wide open is Hunter Yeager. Does he sneak in the pylon? No, he's right at the 1-yard line.
No, they're saying
touchdown. Saying touchdown. They said touchdown, Scott City. The Beavers score first with 7:03 to go. Parker Gooden with a touchdown pass to Hunter Yeager, and it's 6-0 Beavers.
Alexis Reyes would knock in the PAT to make it 7-0 Scott City with 7:03 to go first quarter. It was their first opening series touchdown since Ulysses in week 4, but this is a nice drive that averaged 6 yards a play, 11 plays, 66 yards, 4:57 off the clock. The Scott City defense, aided by Panther penalties, they had 2 illegal procedure penalties before they even attempted a snap there, but Scott City would stop them at their own 19-yard line, 3-and-out punt. It's got the Beavers will get good field position a little over 5 minutes to go at their own 48-yard line, but a high snap as they moved it down the field. They'd convert a fourth down on the drive. They'd be forced to punt with a little over 3 minutes to go first quarter. Concordia would have the ball there to close out the first quarter. Scott City still leading 7-0 here. We'll pick up with the second quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.